And now back to the news. Norwich and Norfolk have a remarkably multicultural nature, and three stories in this evening news reminded us about aspects of this. A new Buddhist temple opened in Norwich this week. A great Melton resident celebrated being chief of a Ghanaian tribe for 20 years. And discussions continued on the welcome Norfolk may offer to unaccompanied refugee children. Crowds gathered to celebrate the opening of Norwich's first Thai Buddhist temple. More than 50 people visited the Wataroon Norfolk UK temple, hidden within a normal suburban family home in Helsdon. The place of worship in Orchard Drive was also hosting a famous monk from within the Thai community. The deputy chief monk, Phrasakaya Puttiyawong, who is also the monk for the King of Thailand, travelled to Norfolk to open the temple. He prayed with around 60 people of all ages. Gary Howard, who is the vice chairman of the Wataroon Norfolk UK charity which funds the temple, said, "There are more people than we expected, and it's great to see so many people here. You can see that it was needed by how many people have come. In the future, we will hold events and celebrate the big holidays. We, as a charity, will also look to build our own temple or buy a premises." Neighbours joined in the celebration and met members of the Thai community. Within the temple, there is a portrait of Thailand's chief monk, photographs, golden statues and floral displays. Aom Jai Clark, one of the organisers, said, "We have a Thai Buddhist temple in London, Birmingham and Cambridge, but people said they wanted one in Norwich, so we decided to rent a house for people to come to. They can come and pray and see the monk and feel better. It is similar to church like that." The Wataroon Norfolk UK temple will be open every day from 9 a.m. and will be open through until the evening. However, women are not allowed in the temple after 3 p.m.
A great Melton woman has celebrated being a chief of a Ghanaian tribe for 20 years. Lynn Simons, previously a teacher at Heatherset Old School, founded her charity when she met a teacher from Ghana while visiting Japan. The chance meeting led to decades of charity work. I met Karimo Nachina in Japan, and he told me about the girls at his school dying and asked how I felt when I lost my female students. "It just floored me," she said. The pair set up a pen pal scheme and soon began to making plans to open a school. It was then that she founded the Walugu Project, after which the school in North Ghana was named. The Norfolk-based charity uses African volunteers and soon went on to help build a hostel for young women and a library. Ms. Simmons' dedication to education led her being named the Chief of Enlightenment and Education of the Mamprusi tribe, a title she has held for 2 decades. She said, "It is quite unusual for a woman to be chief, let alone a white woman. It was a huge honour when they said they wanted to make me a chief. I said that they didn't need to, but they wanted to highlight the work I had done. The problem we have in North Ghana is that young girls are married very young and not given an education. So we have saved many girls from slavery and made sure that they can have somewhere safe to stay and can go to school. The Walugu Project is a charity based in Great Melton. It differs from other international charities as it uses local volunteers. So the people helping to build schools in Ghana are Ghanaians. The Norfolk-based workforce is made up entirely of volunteers and aims to tackle poverty through education and was founded by Ms. Simons, who said more volunteers were welcome. She said, "We are in desperate need of volunteers to help us in the United Kingdom. We need more people to help with funding, write bids, and we need another treasurer. We have saved hundreds of thousands of girls from going into slavery, but there's more to do." For more information about the charity, visit www.walugu.co.uk.
Confusion surrounds whether Norfolk will accept more unaccompanied children who are seeking asylum. A report to a Children's Services Committee meeting at Norfolk County Council asked it to recommend whether the council join a new national transfer scheme, due to begin on Friday, to disperse such children who are currently concentrated in areas such as Kent, Croydon and Hillingdon. The report said Norfolk currently had 15 unaccompanied children seeking asylum, the fewest in the east of England, and under a government formula it could expect this to grow to 117. In his report, Executive Director of Children's Services Michael Rosen recommended that the committee delay any action about whether to join the scheme until it received assurances from the Home Office that it would receive the resources needed to support unaccompanied asylum-seeking children to a good standard. However, in a verbal update at the meeting, he said the government had changed its proposals since he wrote the report, and a new draft protocol assumed that councils would accept placements and could only refuse individual children if they could give valid reasons. When contacted by the Evening News, the Home Office was adamant that participation in the transfer scheme was completely voluntary. The committee decided not to make any recommendation because of uncertainty about the details of the scheme.